Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What has today been like interacting with fans?
No, it's been great. Like it's so much fun having the 50th anniversary. Just with the jersey, as I said up on stage there, everyone's always gets so busy with their own lives. It's sometimes difficult to come back, and to have so many players now coming back here to Buffalo, and to be around this weekend, golf outing on Monday, and then throughout the entire season, going to be coming back. I think it's great for the city, great for the organization to celebrate its past, and it's also great for we have so many young players on our team to get to know these players a little bit, to see the highlights, but then also get to interact with these guys. And you see the jerseys up above, and you see the pictures in the locker room, but to interact them a little bit more, I think it just gets them a better sense of the organization and a better sense of what the city is all about from a hockey standpoint.
With what you've lived through for the past 2 years and interacting with fans, do you feel more pressure this year?
I don't think there's anything more this year. Like there's pressure as soon as you get the job. It's pro sports. There's always going to be pressure to have success. Are we excited about where we're going? Without a doubt. And I think the conversations Ralph's had with our players, what I've had with our players, what I really like from our player standpoint is, one of the things that we challenged them at the end of the season was, just because the coach has changed, if we think that's going to resolve all our issues, we're in trouble. And they've really they focused on what went well in the first part of the season, but then also learned from those experiences in the second half. Hey, especially after the All-Star break, what could have changed? What could have I done differently? And the fact that they're taking that individual responsibility, it's exciting. And it's hopefully when we get back together as a group, we'll have a better effort collaboratively.
The fact that you have a long-term injured reserve as an option, is that one of the reasons why you didn't use the buyout following your arbitration cases?
It is one. We have injuries. You just look at it. Hunwick had a lot of injuries last year. Pilot, Ristolainen coming off a surgery. There's flexibility from that standpoint. And we knew when we signed Marcus Johansson that we were going to be close to the cap this year. Longer term, we see it's – we want to make sure we have the flexibility, and we have flexibility, we believe, after this upcoming year. Buyouts, it's just, for me, like there's going to be a situation where you're going to have to utilize them at one point. But adding that cap hit longer term, we have a buyout hit in our cap right now. And, to have every little bit of a space possible, that's why I didn't feel it was necessary to do it right now.
Is Hunwick injured right now?
He's still doing things. We'll have probably more of an evaluation with him and just all our other guys. They're all dealing with things. They're all recovering throughout the season. There's been positives, ebb and flows throughout the entire summer. But for an update on, where Bogosian's at, where Lawrence Pilot's at, where Sonic, I think we'll do that more at training camp there.
So I'm just wondering, is he even going to be here? Is he going to be on IR or long-term IR?
Our situation is, we will see where he's at in training camp with all of them. And then we'll make the assessment on how their recovery is going.
Is the league kind of locked up right now because of all the RFA situation? It's a quiet time normally anyway,
yep.
But nothing's going on. Is that locking everybody up?
I think you're right, Mike, in that's it's usually a pretty quiet time right now. It is the unknown of you look at the fact that the cap didn't maybe go up as much as some teams expected or probably the industry expected. It made it tighter. And the fact that these are significant contracts for these group two. And as much as it's a difficult process going through salary arbitration, at least we get our players signed. And at least we know a month leading into camp we have our guys signed up. Last year, it's never a fun period going through someone not being in camp like we did with Sam at the start of the year. And we were glad that we were able to get that resolved right away. But, yeah, it's certainly holding things up because teams just don't know what their cap space is going to be with these young players.
What's your reaction to the story out of Finland, Ristolainen, may want out? I mean, you're a prominent player who may not want to be here.
Look, there's as I talked to you, I think it was in June. Look, my conversations with RISTO, I'm going to keep private from that standpoint. But we've continued to interact with RISTO. We're continuing to try to set this team up where we're putting RISTO in positions to have success. And yeah, he wants to win. We also want to put him in a situation where he plays very well. And that's what we've tried to do with some of the acquisitions. Add depth to our defense, add competition to our defense, but also add depth to our defense. And I think I said at the end of training or end of the regular season, talked a lot about forwards, you know, having four lines that can score, but it's the same thing from a defense standpoint. And I think that's why we've tried to add to our group to, you know, to ease some of the responsibility from certain players.
Were you surprised / disappointed with that story?
I was not surprised, not disappointed. Look, there's always stories coming out when players go back, and just Finland's had an amazing year in the last, with World Juniors and World Championships. But you just look in the past week or two, there's stories from other organizations coming out of Finland and stuff too. So those are something we can't control. What we can control is our interaction with the player, interaction with our group here, and that's what we're focused on.
So Boko wasn't a happy player last year. Is he coming back, or are you looking for a place for him to play, or what are you doing with him?
I would say that maybe he wasn't a happy player, but not a lot of players were very happy at the end of the year. We didn't have a successful second half of the season. And our mindset with Vlad is he's coming in, and he's part of our group that we have a new head coach that's going to put in players in different roles. And you're going to see in start of training camp and then throughout the six preseason games a lot of different lineups and a lot of different players in different roles in different situations. And we're going to try to find the chemistry that works best for our group here. And you look at it, just the trip in Sweden's going to be a fun trip for our group. You know, I know a lot of our players are looking forward to that, but it does condense the schedule in other situations there. And I think we have 13 games in the month of October. We're going to have a lot of different players going for there, and that's why, you know, we've talked a lot about making sure that we have the depth to handle that.
Speaking of roles, what are your thoughts on Casey and Evan as options at second line center at this point?
I think, you know, we're excited to get Evan done through the salary arbitration process to be a part of our group here. I thought last year he took a big step at going from a player who was a healthy scratch early in the year to a player that can play all different situations, center, wing, power play, penalty killing. So to me, he's a player that I think Ralph's going to really be excited about, and where that all fits in, we'll have to wait and see. But I know he's a player that his hockey sense, his ability to play in different situations is something that I think Ralph will really enjoy. Casey, just seeing him here today, like, I think he's taken a big step. He's taken the summer very seriously. You know, we talked earlier about players learning from their past experience. You know, you come in his first year coming out of college, you come in and you play a few games at the end of the season and things go well. You know, things always go well. He faced some adversity last year, and you know, we challenged him a little bit about some of his conditioning in the summer. I think he's really done that extremely well. And you know, I think it's always that first to second year, that's where, you know, good players take that jump and make that jump. And we're hoping that Casey can do that.
I don't think we've talked to you about Joakim Harald. What intrigues you about him?
Well, I think you see sort of a common theme for some of the defensemen that we've tried to acquire. Being able to skate, being able to make that first pass. And with Henry, that's what we see from him. Have always liked his speed, liked his ability to get out of his own zone. And then you look at, for a 19-year-old kid, what he did last year. Played games in the National Hockey League, played a full year pro, won a gold medal at World Juniors, won a gold medal at World Championships, which I was a little disappointed about. But, you know, to have that winning mindset, you know, you've seen it with the players that we've acquired, Marcus Johansson, Colin Miller, players who have playoff experience. Well, with Henry, what we like is that this guy's won gold medals, has a winning background. So we're very excited to bring him part of our group here.
How much was that trade facilitated by the fact you got the up-close look at him in Slovakia?
Look, it certainly helped things out and just ease it. And a player to play in that biggest stage and not wilt under it, but actually, you know, strive and have success. But and then what made us just comfortable making the move is we had a track record from our scouts watching him very closely over the last couple of years here. But it's always, it's always nice being able to watch him firsthand in a tough situation. And I understand the World Championships doesn't get as much media attention over here, but in over there, especially in the medal rounds, it's an intense atmosphere. And there's a lot of excitement in the building, but there's a lot of pressure. And being able to watch that was great. And also for our own individual players, like seeing a guy like Sam Reinhart, I thought two of his best games at World Championships were the semifinals and then the gold medal game. We talk about our players playing games that meant something. I think that was a great experience for Sam. Yeah, I still remember my first year. I think I was working with the league. It was right after I retired. I think the Sabres had something like 13 or 14 guys file for a salary arbitration after going to the conference finals that year. So that was a little bit of a unique scenario, myself playing with these guys, and then a year later being an intern sitting across the table from them and stuff. But you'll also have to follow up with Jeff Skinner. He had his sister was an intern with the PA, so I was sitting across of a Skinner at the arbitration tables this summer too. So, but look, it's not a fun process, but I really like how all our players handled it. And there's always, you talk to them ahead of time of this is a part of the business, and you understand. And then it's the communication afterwards, making sure that we're all on the same page and go from there. And look, I thought all of their agents, all of the players handled it very well. And I think all our players are excited to be a part of our group here now and looking forward to helping this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.